This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. European countries have unveiled tough new measures to try to curb a surge in coronavirus infections, which the World Health Organization is warning is of great concern. London is among many European cities going into stricter lockdown. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan warns of a tough winter ahead for Londoners as their city joins others in Europe heading into a tighter lockdown again to battle a mounting second wave of COVID-19. It comes into effect from midnight on Friday, when the capital moves from the medium to high risk category under the government's three-tier system. Paris and other major French cities will be under nightly curfews for 4 weeks starting Saturday, while Germany hit its daily record of more than 6,600 new cases on Wednesday. It has, however, been less badly hit than the UK, Spain, Italy and France.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing the country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, over the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In North Carolina, the president reminded a campaign rally Fauci at first told people not to wear masks.
Don't, right? So we don't wear a mask. Then they say, oh, wear a mask.
Later saying Fauci is a nice guy, so I keep him around. Fauci has said the early recommendation against masks was because there was a shortage for health professionals, and he's since called for universal mask wearing. Earlier on ABC's Good Morning America, he ripped the White House's embrace of herd immunity. These will stop spreading once nearly everybody has contracted it. Fauci says it would lead to many more vulnerable people getting sick.
We just got to look that square in the eye and say it's nonsense.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in dueling town halls Thursday evening instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee heard arguments Thursday supporting and opposing the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett as the panel finishes 4 days of hearings to fill a vacancy on the country's highest court. Democrats invoked committee rules to push a final vote by the panel on Barrett's nomination by a week until next Thursday. A vote in the full Senate could come by the end of the month, just days ahead of the November 3rd national presidential and congressional elections. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Turkey's involvement in the conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia has increased the risk in the region, reiterating his call for the issue to be resolved through diplomacy. Several hundred people have been killed in the deadliest flare-up of the decades-old conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home on flights. The swap was a rare sign of progress in efforts to end the conflict, which broke out 6 years ago in Yemen, where the Houthis control much of the north despite the intervention of Saudi Arabia and its allies. The musical Jagged Little Pill, based on Alanis Morissette's 1995 album, leads the nominations for the Tony Awards with 15. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Saraletta has more.
Jagged Little Pill will compete against Tina, the Tina Turner musical, and Moulin Rouge, the musical, for Best Musical. Grand Horizons, The Inheritance, Seawall A Life, Slave Play, and The Sound Inside are up for Best Play. Only 18 productions were eligible to be nominated, compared to 34 last year. Broadway shut down March 12th because of the coronavirus pandemic, including 16 shows that were supposed to open in the spring. There was only one nominee for lead actor in a musical, Aaron Tveit. A date for the Tony Awards has yet to be announced. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel's parliament voted Thursday in favor of the normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain after a marathon debate with over 100 speeches lasting more than 8 hours. A total of 80 lawmakers voted to approve the U.S. brokered agreements. Thousands of Nigerians staged fresh demonstrations on Thursday against police brutality as the army issued a warning against subversive elements and authorities banned protests in the capital. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.